Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Getaway Friday, December the 8th, 2023. 17 minutes past the hour. My goodness gracious, it feels like Christmas. I was driving up the boulevard tonight on my way to the studio, and I was telling Matt, Christmas is in the air. The boulevard is decorated beautifully here in Marion, and if I drove more than two streets in this town, I'd probably see much more decoration than I see just by going up those two streets. But when I come here at night, on Friday night, you cannot help but be in the Christmas mood. It's beautiful out there, and we've got a big Christmas week coming up this week here at the station, Matt. It's fantastic. Joined in studio with Carrington Nelson and Matt Morgan. It's big time.
Of course.
We're in the thick of it now.
Sorry, my head broke for a second.
I felt that there's something that happened there.
on December 9th, and so
you're just used to me saying go for it.
Isn't that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
Oh my!
This is Christmas in the Village Eve. I got emails today. We're in it.
That's good. Tomorrow, tree lighting ceremony.
Yes.
Be there. Be square.
6:15.
6:15 in the Village Square in Caledonia.
Rain or shine. It's supposed to be fairly nice, like 55 tomorrow or something.
I mean, it was nice today.
Well, yeah, and tomorrow too. I'll take it over what we had in Marion.
I agree. Mary Ellen's going to be lighting the tree there.
Mary Ellen's going to be, instead of Jack Kellogg, we got Mary Ellen for Caledonia. It's going to be great.
Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus.
They're there.
The Grinch.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's going to be a live reindeer.
Live reindeer. A church.
There's going to be a church.
With lights and music. I'm telling you.
It's going to be amazing.
Tis the season. Tis the season tomorrow. Singing.
Of course, you can't have Christmas.
I was told today that I must read "Twas the Night Before Christmas," and the event planner of this event was at the Marion event, so she's seen my act.
Well, what did she think about that?
Well, she thought it was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, it was.
Yes, and she said you guys were fair, but since you're with me, you can come.
Oh, I'm so honored. The follow-up act.
Yeah, you guys are like, you know, I'm trying to think of a. Yeah, I feel like Paul McCartney and you guys are like the Beatles. Nobody knew their names, but they're back there.
Yeah, it's like Scott Spears and others.
Yes, I like it though that way.
Mm-hmm.
I like having the.
I mean, have you heard the intro? It is now. This is your host, Scott Spears.
Do you want to be part of the intro?
I mean, I'm just saying it's the Scott Spears and others show for sure, which is okay. That's how it is. You carry, and we're here.
No, you guys are a part of this show just as much as I am.
Yeah, you're just like the carrier. You're the host of it all.
I'm the moderator.
Okay.
Yeah. But no, you know, I think you guys are great.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
you're welcome. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open tonight. So, yes, that's Christmas in the Village tomorrow. But before we do another show, we have the event of the season.
So, the WGH Talk Fruitcake Talks.
Oh, my goodness.
There's almost 50 people in there.
50 people in this event.
There's going to be an Upper Crust Society inductment in Jack Kellogg.
Longest serving mayor in Marion history, Jack Kellogg will be there.
There may or may not be hot chocolate. We're not.
Oh, you know, the hot chocolate thing. I don't even want to get into that whole mess, but whatever. There may be hot chocolate. There may not be. Depending on her mood that day.
Oh, wow.
There'll be hazelnuts.
Chestnuts.
Sorry.
Hazelnuts.
Close enough.
Those Christmas hazelnuts. It'll be great.
It's all the same.
Buckeyes.
Yeah. And then, there's singing. Can't have a Christmas event without the singing.
Now, here, tomorrow, go on. Let's do this event, but I got to do something about tomorrow. Go ahead. What are you doing? He's doing intros and she's rubbing her nose on the microphone.
I just wanted to touch it. Come on, go
with
ahead.
Your nose?
Sorry, yeah, keep going. I'm not trying to talk. Go ahead.
All right. So, fruitcake toss. In the fruitcake toss, there will be Jack Kellogg will be inducted into the Upper Crust Society.
Absolutely.
There are, I do believe, 49 people
in the fruitcake toss. Absolutely. City councilmen, mayors, treasurers, people who are going to be mayor, county commissioners, the sheriff, people from the police department, a judge. I mean, it's unbelievable.
There, once again, like I said, they'll be singing. You can't have a Christmas event without singing.
Singing.
There'll be chestnuts.
Chestnuts.
Like I said before, may or may not be hot chocolate.
May or may, again, mood, depending on the mood.
I feel like I'm forgetting something.
The winner gets a plaque and four passes to the Columbus Zoo Lights.
And then there's also a WGH talk plaque for the one who throws it the farthest amongst the crew.
And there's a lot of WGH people in this. We'll run it down here real quick. Ted, Adam, Dr. Davis, Kerr Murray, Commissioner Appafeller, Sarah, Chip, Mr. Nickel, Carrington, Matt, myself, Judy Summers, Glenn Coble, Lee, Glenn Jerome, Tyler Wilson, City Councilman Ayers Ratliff, Tracy Lee, Pastor Whitaker, Bill Collins, soon to be mayor, Mary Ellen Withrow, 40th Treasurer of the United States, longest-serving mayor in Marion history, Jack Kellogg, 10-year-old Fruitcake Lily, Pastor Craig, Ted Williams, Sheila Evans, Linda Sims, Ed Pickett, winner last year, Caleb Rice, Bob Welsh, Mrs. Welsh, George Kasotis, County Auditor, Joanne Kasotis, Sheriff Matt Bales, a representative from the Fire Department, Judge Edwards, Carrie Grigsby, Caitlin from the Kroger Pharmacy.
Question mark.
No, she better be there. Our heads are going to roll. That's all I'm saying. Lois Fisher, Nick Fisher, City Auditor Miranda McGinnis, James Anderson, Abby, Mike McGinnis, Rebecca Morgan, Chestnut Maker, Fred Malone, Sean, Lieutenant Brown from the Police Department, and Bob Smith from Marion Area Transit.
Wow, what a list.
What an event.
Can't miss that one.
Big,
a lot to look forward
big.
To.
And you can send us a Christmas card. The Christmas cards have been coming in. 685 Delaware Avenue, Marion, Ohio, 43302, Suite 110, WGH Talk. If you put your return address in there and a little message, we'll read it on the air, we'll put it on the wall, and we'll send you a card back. That's how it goes.
Have we gotten any cards?
Well, yes, but there's other cards out there. I just have not been able to get them yet.
Oh, they're trapped somewhere.
You could say that.
Okay.
But one I got that was slid under the door, so.
Okay.
But, and we've got McDonald's events going up. We'll talk about that later on. But in the fruitcake toss, there is a good possibility now. It's better than just, you know, possibility. It's a good possibility that I will be winning the 2023 Nobel Peace Prize for this event in Switzerland. Because, Bon Voyance, Switzerland, because... I am bringing together people who hate each other's guts on one night. And for one night, we're going to throw that all out the window, and we're going to get together and throw fruitcakes and just hug and sway and sing and eat Buckeyes. It's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be peace on earth and holy matrimony.
For 1 hour.
For 1 hour, and then it's over.
Can't miss, though.
No, but it's 1 hour of love. It's the event of love.
Like good tidings and joy.
In love.
In love.
Don't forget love.
In love.
There'll be love in the air that night.
I'm excited to see it.
It's the event of the season.
Yeah, and I really hope you win that Nobel Peace Prize.
You know, you're not going to be allowed to come to the ceremony.
No, I hope you win for journalistic integrity.
Thank you.
Of course.
I'm telling you, Matt, big.
Absolutely. What else?
6 days away. Are you? Do you feel the butterflies in your stomach?
Oh yeah, man. I mean, like, I obviously I'm gonna try to, you know, win it all, but you know, I don't know if I'll be able to throw it as far as
Bon Voyance,
Switzerland. I'll probably be top 10 though.
Go ahead, caller.
It's kind of like the anti purge.
Yes, it is you're right. But don't you think that I should get some kind of award for bringing all these people together who clearly don't like each other?
Well, duh. I mean, this is like evil genius.
I mean, I think I have really cured this town. I think President Harding might get out of his grave again and come over and shake my hand.
I'm just curious how there's room for Carrington and Matt in that studio, though, with as big as your head is getting. I mean, they're probably like pressed up into the corner, like fighting for air.
They can stand in the other room at this point because, you know, it need not worry. It's going to be big. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Do you remember
like
when? Are you excited?
Duh.
Do you remember when the fruitcake toss started 4 years ago?
Yeah. wasn't it? Okay, let's see. If my memory serves me correctly, didn't you all have it in the gym at Grant?
Oh, look at you. Yes, we did have it in the gym at Grant.
It's almost like I'm a faithful listener, like a loyal listener.
Almost. No, yes, it all came from my dislike of fruitcake. Do you remember the year people donated money and I said if you got to a certain amount of money for a charity that I would eat the fruitcake on the air?
Sure do.
Yep, that's where it started. And after that, I said I will never eat one of these things again, so we have to do something different. So that's how we got to the fruitcake toss. And ever since then, it's been the event of the season.
I think we surmised the other day together on the phone that over the air, wasn't all this born out of, like, one of our just random morning conversations? And I said, like, there's only two types of people in this world, like, people that like fruitcake and people that don't. And then you clearly stated that you hated it. And I said, you're nuts. It's the greatest thing ever. Like, this came out of just, this was all born out of one of our conversations.
It's the gravy of the holiday season.
Hey, speaking of gravy, I was bouncing around in the bus one day. And what do you call those things that you play in between, like, you talking? The little snippets of, like...
Oh, spots. Spots.
Yeah, well, is that a sound bite? Is that what you call it?
Yeah, sound bite, spot.
Clips, whatever. Yeah,
whatever.
Anyway, yeah, terminology is not important. But you know the one where Charlie talks about cream of fruitcake?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah, and then he goes on about graduation fruit, and people were like, oh, and then he says his favorite is the fruitcake BLT, the BLF, bacon lettuce fruitcake.
Yes, yes, I remember that, yeah.
People in the back of the bus were like, ew, and I'm just sitting there laughing, like, do they think he's serious?
You know what's funny about those little segments? I mean, clearly, you know, those were written. He and I performed, right. They were skits, and, it's funny because I wrote them. Now, again, that just makes my head a little bigger at this point. But the point of it is...
Heaven help us.
No, the funny thing is, we must have really made those sound like conversation because so many people have come up to me over the years and said things about those little bits like you just said, like as if we were just having a conversation one day.
Isn't it amazing, like, the psychology behind it? I don't think any of us really... Not to get too deep on a Friday night, but I don't think any of us really ever... you know, understand the impact that you have on someone else's life. You never really do.
No, you don't, and that's a good point. You know, but I tell you what, that's an interest. I'm glad you brought that up because it tis the holiday season. And have you been up and down the boulevard, by the way, when it's dark?
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah.
But I think about that a lot of times. You never know who you touch. And you,
right.
Yeah, and I think... You know, if you can do something nice for somebody or make them laugh, I always say make them happy, mad, or sad. It doesn't really matter as long as you get some emotion.
One of my favorite memories about us going back and forth with the fruitcake thing was, I mean, I was just really going in on you one morning, and I said, you know, should you ever become, do you remember me telling you that? I was like, should you ever become blessed with a son, I think Claxton Spears actually has a nice ring to it.
I do remember that. It hasn't happened yet, but, you know, hope springs eternal.
That's right. I just wondered what sort of impact I had on your life. I'm glad for all the memories, friend.
And we've got a lot more to make.
Have a good show.
Thank you. Bye-bye. See that? We are a station full of memories and happy times.
And big heads.
You know, we were having a moment there. Did you not feel it?
Sorry. I just really was circling back to, she said, is there room for Matt and Carrington in that studio with how big your head's getting? And I was like, no, it's hard to breathe in here. She's right.
I can't help that I have brought the community. Maybe one day you'll bring the community together.
Aim high. It'll be hard to top this.
Well, you'll never top me, so don't aim. That's impossible.
Okay.
But what you can do is you can shoot for your own little goals.
Yeah. Follow your own little dreams.
You know, right there. I mean, you'll always be below me, but mm-hmm. You can maybe get somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't you like being part of my posse?
Yeah. Scott Spears and others, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it's advertised on the flyers.
Oh, I know, I've seen them.
You're others.
And I'm proud to be others.
What's wrong with others?
Nothing, I'm proud to be others.
You don't want to be the star, do you?
I don't know, I mean,
it's
we'll
a
see.
Lot of work.
We'll see.
The burden is heavy.
Yeah.
The burden is heavy.
A lot of commitment, I see it.
So all these events are coming up. Again, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. We'd love to hear from you. What's your favorite part of town? You don't even realize there are lights out, do you?
No, I don't really pay attention to the lights on the side of the road. I pay attention to the road, but you know, not like
not the lights, just the road.
Yeah, you gotta pay attention to the road. If I'm looking at the lights, I'm not paying attention to the road, you see.
What's your favorite part of town?
I definitely spend the most time in my own neighborhood, so I'm kind of biased to that. I think our street is pretty good this year. Not that there's a lot of lights, but typically it was just my family's decorations and then darkness on the rest of the road. So this year there's at least 3 houses, I think, that are decorated on our street.
You know, my neighborhood is all lit up. When I was out running the other night, I noticed that my neighborhood is all lit up all of a sudden.
Yeah, people have been like more involved this year with Christmas lights. I like it. I feel like overall, I mean, like I saw on the boulevard the one house with all the blue lights that they've got going on. I think that looks really good.
The other night, I was in my house and I had the lights off because I had the tree on. And all of a sudden, I saw this green, red light flashing in my window. And it was a house, you know, on the next street over with some big projection thing out there.
My grandma used to have one of those.
Wow. That's the holidays. And we've still got quite a ways to go. We've still got two and a half weeks.
Yeah.
It's not tomorrow, that's for
definitely.
Sure. The big fat man is not ready to come down the chimney yet.
It's been a festive season thus far.
And we're not even halfway through it.
No, and we've got crazy events going on. So.
Are you not excited for the events?
I am.
I feel a little sarcasm on
your
end.
No, I'm excited for them.
You should be.
I am, especially the fruitcake toss. I think that's my number one excited event.
That is the thing. That's
just
the thing
to see it all go down.
How could you not be how could you not be excited for this stuff?
They're going to be closing the street in front of
I think they're closing the whole
studio.
Town that night.
Okay, well, I was just making sure.
I think Marion will actually be shut down.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Yeah,
so
it's
I was just
big thing.
Journalistic integrity there, Scott, the whole town.
You know, I don't know why. I don't know what it is, but we got a little thing going again. All right, let's get to a topic here. Let's see. What's an interesting... Oh, well, we'll start with this one. We talked about it earlier. But did you know Time Magazine has named their Person of the Year? You do know. You do know. Do you have the magazine?
Of course I
do. Do you have the magazine?
Yes, and the cute little picture.
You bought
of
it?
Her. No, I didn't buy it. I've seen it online, I mean. And the picture of her and her cat, Benjamin Button. They're
oh
so cute.
God. Now, listen, this is terrible. I was agreeing with you up till you mentioned the whole cat. But here's the thing. Time Magazine Person of the Year, if you don't know this, this has been a big thing since the 1920s. Charles Lindbergh was the first man to be big aviation dude. He was the first, back then it was Man of the Year. Other people who've won this over the years have been Hitler. Winston Churchill won it.
Hitler was Person of the Year?
Yeah, back in... It has been either a good or bad person.
It's just a person. Who was
the
most
person
known?
Of the year.
Not necessarily the most influential.
Influential.
Okay, so you don't have to be a good person to win this award.
No, hey, so there's hope.
Oh, my gosh. Like, what, Jeffrey Dahmer, has he been
Person of the Year?
No. Okay.
Hitler, Winston Churchill, Joseph Stalin. He was not exactly the nicest guy in the world. Franklin Roosevelt, Martin Luther King Jr. Last year, it was the Spirit of Ukraine. 2 years ago, it was the Ukrainian president.
The Spirit of Ukraine?
They considered, I mean, sometimes they'll do that for Person of the Year.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't even have to be an actual individual.
Normally, but every so often.
They make an exception.
Yeah.
Okay.
But from the Spirit of Ukraine to Taylor Swift, Person, Time Magazine, Person of the Year, 2023. Now, I hate to tell you, you're not going to be able to argue with me on this one because what did I say earlier, Matt? I was the lone person who said I agreed with it.
Yep.
She's so influential.
I said that. I said there's this girl. If it was just her music, I would say no. But this girl, my understanding is she, on the East Coast, when her concerts were there, she bought $3 billion of revenue to these communities. When she says go out and register, you can see the percentages go up. She starts dating this football player, and more people are coming to the games. The ratings on the TV are going up. He's interviewed by the Wall Street Journal, and all they care to ask him about is... about your girlfriend. His mother is a celebrity now because she sat in the box with Taylor Swift. It makes no sense to me. I don't understand it. But you cannot say that this girl is not influential. And you cannot say, I don't know anybody who's more influential. I really, she would have to be the Person of the Year. Now, Matt, you feel a little different.
I guess I don't necessarily have a reason as to why she shouldn't be Person of the Year. I just don't like Taylor Swift. I think there's probably a better person who could have been put there.
Yeah, that's okay. Take your wrong opinion and be wrong.
Oh, wrong.
That's okay. We have to have wrong opinions to make the right opinions more strong, so that's fine.
I mean, you know, sometimes you have the popular opinion, sometimes you have the unpopular opinion. It happens.
Yeah, I mean, like Scott said, like who would be more fit to be Person of the Year? Who have you heard more about? Who's been more popular this year?
You see, I don't think about Taylor Swift at all unless we're talking
That's
about
That's fine.
Her
Name
on
another example,
page.
Though.
So personally, I read like a lot about. I'd put like Elon Musk up there.
Now, he was Person of the Year a few years ago.
Look at that! Look at that.
Can they repeat or no?
Yeah, they can repeat.
Okay, I mean, I haven't heard a bunch about him this year, I guess, but I'm also biased, so I can't say that he's not all over the media.
He's no Taylor Swift this year.
No.
I just don't pay attention to Taylor Swift, so I don't. I just don't know.
I don't
how
think you have to pay attention to Taylor Swift though to. Like, you have to hear about her still. Do you watch sports
That's
sometimes?
That's the thing you
like,
know
she's
about.
On there.
That's right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, you was talking earlier today. You were saying what Charles Lindbergh was famous for. What'd you say?
What did I say? Well, his baby was stolen.
Huh?
Wasn't the Lindbergh baby stolen?
Well, that's one thing, but what was he famous for in aviation?
Wasn't the transatlantic flight, first transatlantic flight? Transcontinental?
Yeah, he went, you know, across the Atlantic, first person in a plane to cross the Atlantic nonstop.
Journalistic integrity. Absolutely. What do you think,
what you said earlier, and it was wrong.
Well, I was thinking of Chuck Yeager earlier.
Okay. Yeah, you said the first one.
Break the sound barrier.
Speed of sound.
Yeah. So, good choice? Taylor Swift?
Oh, she's an excellent choice. I was watching a thing just the other day, and it was on about this restaurant, and Taylor Swift was there, and she left a $500 tip.
Good for her. And I also heard she paid her drivers on the tour some big million-dollar bonus or something like that. I mean, you can't say. In my neighborhood, she's a hit.
You know, but there's a lot of people that would have that kind of money and, you know, wouldn't leave a tip.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I tip heavy.
I knew you was wrong earlier. You said it was something. It was the speed of sound, and, you know.
I'm glad we got it straightened out, though.
Yeah, and then when his baby got kidnapped, you know.
That's what he became more famous for. And also being a sympathizer with.
He was the most famous person in the world there for a while.
Well, he was also a sympathizer. It killed him when he started to sympathize with Germany during World War II. That wasn't good for him.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, good show.
All right, 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. I'm sorry. I think if I can't think, I don't understand it. I'll say that. I don't understand why she has this appeal.
I think that they...
But she does.
I think that they could have put Xi Jinping up there.
Why?
He's causing all kinds of issues over there in the Philippines and with Japan and with Taiwan.
But I don't know that he's influential.
I mean, he's definitely stirring up a lot of conflict. He is I've heard a lot about Xi Jinping.
What is the issue with Taylor Swift? I think that's really where we're at here.
I mean, I don't know. I just dislike Taylor Swift.
Dislike?
Dislike.
Why?
I don't know.
So you don't even have a reason to dislike her?
Yep. I just don't like her.
Huh. Now, why do you like her?
I just feel like, let me rephrase. I feel like all of her music is just copy-paste of all the other music, so therefore I just don't like it because I feel like it's generic.
I don't
music.
Think her music is great. I think she's not the greatest performer who ever lived, and she is certainly not the greatest musician who ever lived. I think she would say that. But there is something about her that inspires people to pay billions of dollars for tickets, go to these communities. I mean, she just says something and people do it. It's very odd. I don't understand it. But, boy, she's influential. I think she could swing an election. I think she could. I think if she said, buy this product, that pop product would be a success. It's very odd. I don't know. I don't know of any performer who's ever been like that, really. Oprah was like that in a way. But it's been a while. Certainly nobody that young.
I mean... So, I don't really have a follow-up to that, but fun fact, I guess, from Caleb, my brother. I don't know how true it is, because, I mean, Caleb just told me, and I never fact-checked it, but he told me that the NFL doesn't pay their halftime show people. Like, the people who do the halftime shows do not get paid. Maybe the half, like, the Super Bowl does, I'm not 100% sure, but I was told that the Super Bowl, by Caleb, that the Super Bowl halftime people do not get paid, and the NFL has been asking Taylor Swift forever to do a halftime show, and they, she just keeps saying no.
She wants the money.
She wants the money.
Well, this would be the year for her to do it, though.
I mean, we don't necessarily know that it's about the money, but, like, what's she going to gain from doing it? It's not like she's going to get more popular for performing at the halftime show. Like, I mean, maybe she doesn't just doesn't want to. Like,
maybe she wants to watch the game.
Yeah, for boyfriends in it.
I'm sure you get to watch the game for free. I mean, I'm sure Travis Kelce's probably buying them tickets, even though, you know, they're both uber rich.
Oh, didn't you hear last week? He's only concerned with making her happy. Don't want to tick her off. See, even he knows. He knows he's on thin ice.
See, I think he's seen the trend, and I think he always, I think he knew he was always on thin ice. She's just the one thing. Gone. The whole album. Look at that.
He doesn't see that coming, though. I mean, honestly.
I think he does.
I'm agreeing that she should be Person of the Year, but I mean, if he doesn't see this coming, I mean, and he's going to look like a fool when this happens.
She was in a 6-year relationship before, like,
this guy ain't making it 6 years. I'm telling you right now. This guy, there's too much stuff on that relationship. You got this mother who became famous because she hung out in the press box with her. You got the Taylor Swift coming to the games. You got him talking to the Wall Street Journal about weird stuff. I hope she doesn't come to the games. And a lot of weirdness going on there.
We'll see. I mean, all we see is, like, what the media presents to us. So we don't really know what their relationship is like.
If it makes it a year, I'll be shocked. I don't think it's going to make it.
I have a question for you, Carrington.
Yeah.
So say you're in a relationship with this guy, okay? And the entire world is just...
Right on top.
Staring at you while like, just keeping track of everything that happens in your relationship via the media. Everything the media knows, they know. Everything that, you, like, that has gotten out to the media, they know about you.
Yeah, but they don't know everything. Like, the media is not in Taylor Swift's apartment or Travis Kelce's house. Like, they don't know their conversations. Like, we don't know what their relationship is like whenever they're hanging out. Like, maybe they, like, have silly little inside jokes. Like, we don't know what their actual relationship's like.
I think she's got a silly little inside joke. I just don't think he knows about it.
I disagree, but that's okay. We'll see what happens. That's fine.
I think she's smart. I do. I agree that she should be Person of the Year.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm happy you said that.
I do. I you know, when I first saw it, I thought, oh, that's, you know, I don't know about that. But then I thought, you know, who else this year? Who else?
Yeah, I mean, she, like you said, like, whenever her concerts went to towns, like, you
money.
Know, money, yeah, like, the economy got better in those places.
The NFL, which is huge. I mean, she was able to bolster the NFL. Yeah. I mean, it's shocking.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Nobody's that influential.
No, and it's because she's not a great performer, and she's not a great artist.
I think that she writes songs that people just relate to well. Like, they feel like she, I think she's a lyrical mastermind. Did you know Harvard is going to have a class about Taylor Swift?
Oh, yeah,
lyrics?
There's another thing. There you go.
Yes, like, I think that she is a good songwriter. I mean, maybe you don't like her performance style, I guess, if she's not dancing enough for you
or
something.
Don't jump on me. I've agreed with you.
No, that's fine.
Yeah,
that's fine.
You got to dance a lot for me.
Yeah, I don't know what you're...
She ain't up there shaking it. I ain't liking it.
I don't know what you want from her, what else she needs to do to perform. I think she performs great.
I'm just saying
great. She's
not the greatest performer. She doesn't have the greatest voice I've ever heard. And her songs aren't exactly appealing to all groups of people. She's not the Beatles. She's not that.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's fine. Yeah, I guess they have a different audience. I'm not like a big fan of the Beatles. It's not like I dislike the Beatles, but like, I'm neutral toward them, I guess. Like, people could be neutral toward her music. And she has like different styles of music. You know, originally she started out as a country artist and then she transitioned to pop and now she has some like, you know, slower like lyrical songs. So,
see, this defense you're putting up is exactly... You're her fan, and people will defend her like they know her.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. I don't understand it, but that's why she's a Person of the Year.
You know who else does that, Scott?
Who's that?
Colts.
Oh.
Colts.
Colts.
No, Colts. People escape Colts sometimes, and then they're like, oh, I got out of there. Like, I never wanted to escape Taylor Swift. I'm fine right where I'm at.
But you don't think it's a cult?
No.
Yeah, you won't think it until you're gone and you're like, man.
No, I don't think it's a cult.
What would you call it?
A fandom? I don't know.
It's more than a fan. Her fans are more than fans. It's something else. Now, I'm not gonna call it a cult. I'm not gonna call it a cult, but it's not. It's certainly more than a fan.
I think that being one of her fans, it's fun to like look around and you're like, oh my gosh, some of these people are really intense, and it makes you want to be more of an intense fan because you're like, oh, like they know like what her brother's middle name is. Like I don't know that, you know, and like you like it grows the infatuation whenever other people know more stuff. I think.
But what is it about her?
I don't know about how many people, but I think that there are probably some people who like Taylor Swift because it's trendy to like Taylor Swift.
My opinion is I think she will play a part in next year's election. I think she will. Something's going to go down there. Just wait for it.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, if she wants to voice her opinion, I'm sure.
I think she will.
Maybe.
I think I would almost bet money on this.
Really?
Oh yeah. It'll happen. It'll be close to the election. It, you know, because if you do it early, then you get a lot of bad press and it kind of hurts you. But if you wait until about 2 weeks before people are voting, or maybe when the early voting opens, you're going to hear from her, and it's going to swing it, and it's going to, she's a business person, and that's what this is all about.
We'll see. I mean, it's not like she's only talked about election stuff like once or twice in the past.
Yeah, but why did she do that? What was that all about? What was the point of that?
It was, I think it was about gay rights, and I think she just feels passionately about it.
Right. And very distinctly, one candidate is for that, and one candidate is against that. And I think if she feels the candidate who's against that is about to win the presidency of the United States, I think she will speak out.
Maybe. We'll see what happens. I mean, we don't know till it's there.
Just wait.
Scott's calling it now.
That's just a little prediction I have. And I also think, well, we'll see. I think abortion is going to be a big issue next year as well.
Isn't that a state's issue now, though?
Well, as long as it doesn't go back to the Supreme Court and judges are changed and, you know.
Wait, what happened there? Wasn't yesterday the day that abortion and marijuana were supposed to?
It happened.
It did?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, before we talked about how there were, like, issues with it or something.
Well, there was nothing about abortion. Abortion went through. That's done. Abortion is legal. And so is recreational marijuana. But they've tossed it to the dispensaries, the medical dispensaries, but it takes them 90 days to get a permit to sell it, so you can't buy it there yet. But you can grow 6 plants as long as you're 21 years old at your house, which is the only way to do it legally in Ohio now.
Interesting. But did they, I know they were worried about regulating things, you said last time.
I think that's the regulation.
Oh, okay, so that's what their resolution was.
6 plants per household.
Okay.
And selling it in medical dispensaries at this point.
Okay.
Now, somebody called in the other day and wanted me to do a gummy. No, they wanted me to do it. And I said, you know, they wanted me to do an edible. That's a terminology. See, I don't know this terminology. But I said, there's no way I'm doing any, smoking anything. That ain't going to happen. But for sociological purposes, maybe.
Maybe. He said no, but I'll consider it.
I'm not, no, I might, you know, because they used to put that stuff in brownies, and they used to put...
For scientific purposes, gotta try it one time.
No, because it's legal now. I mean, I would not have done it when it was illegal, but I'm saying that, you know, how can I report on something I don't know about?
You're right, journalistic integrity is begging you to do an edible.
No, I mean, yeah, what do you think?
I don't know.
You could do research.
But I don't think that, how does it feel? What's the thing? Because I don't understand the thing about it. I don't get it at all.
I don't know.
Neither do I. And this is why I might have to be involved. Because somebody's got to do it.
You know, Scott, curiosity killed the cat.
Did it?
Just be careful out there.
There's a lot of cats.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of cats
and
in the neighborhood.
They've got 9 lives, so I guess.
So you're
really
so your so your opinion is don't do it.
No, I mean, why would you start now? Like, just because it's legalized?
No, because I mean, I do a lot of... I ate that darn fruitcake 4 years ago because...
Oh, so make this like a charity event. So Scott's going edible if people start donating. What cause are you passionate about?
Well, that's a charity there.
Charity for Scott to take it
edible. Well, we'll raise some money for people and I'll do drugs to get you there.
Whatever means necessary. Hey, you're a community guy. You're a giver.
No, I'm just saying I believe this is one of those things, you know, that's sociologically interesting. It was thought of as, in the beginning, it was thought of as a horrible, bad drug. It was thought of like cocaine in the old days. And then all of a sudden we thought, well, it's not exactly cocaine, but we don't want to legalize it. People have went to prison for this for long periods of time. And then we said, oh, well, you know, if it helps people medically, we'll do that. But that's it. We're not going any further than that. And now here has come the day where recreational is legal. So, I mean, it's very interesting.
I think that whole thing is interesting with... like prescription pain medications, you know, there's narcotics like Percocet and Norco and stuff that are, you know, legal in pharmacies. It's like, why have those always, like, have they always been like a legal?
But that's
like,
but that's prescribed by a doctor.
No,
I think that's a difference.
I know, but like, why was marijuana like targeted as something like bad previously if like those drugs
because
weren't,
weirdos
like, what's
did
the
it
di- oh okay
weird
so,
people did it
so you think it's like a social thing
which, oh
like,
yeah
I think so too but
oh,
like
yeah.
I just wonder like in history how
I
did
still
that
think
happen
it's a social thing
I agree but just like how did they how were they like oh you know that's fine I mean it's just because it like manages pain I mean I've never taken any of those so I don't know what it feels like
wait,
or,
what manages pain
like narcotics that's what the
oh pain pills
pain pills
I have no idea I don't take pain pills
okay me either so I don't know I was just curious as to like why those drugs are like okay.
Legal?
Yeah, and like
but I think because they're prescribed by a doctor,
they're regulated and
yeah.
and like dosed out.
And pain medication, we don't want people to be in pain. I'm still see this. I don't know what marijuana does.
Yeah,
I don't know what the
benefits
I mean,
are.
Well, what would you prescribe this for? I'm not. I know cancer patients have had it to help with the nausea with chemotherapy. I know that some people have taken it for seizures. I know about that.
Really?
Yeah. But beyond that, I don't know what it does.
I mean, it would. I mean, it helps with pain, and I guess with people who have problems eating, it would probably help them eat.
It was a hippie drug, is what it was, and that's why people thought it was like cocaine because it was being used in those hippies groups in the 60s and 70s, and it really that probably gave it the worst a more horrible reputation than anything else. Plus, people can smell it on you, so people knew very well who was doing and who wasn't doing it, and that's how it, I think, got a horrible name. But now it's legal, so here we are.
We'll see what happens.
I don't know, though, what that will do with it. Will there be people who wouldn't have done it before just because it was illegal?
Yeah, you. You just said you would.
No, I'm not gonna do it all the time. One time, that's it.
That's what they all say when they start.
Is that right? Is that where it starts?
That's how drug addiction starts, guys.
But so, is it a drug? So is it a drug? That's the big question.
Isn't it? Like, yeah, I've always thought it was a drug.
Well, then how would you make it recreational?
I'm pretty sure it's classified as a controlled substance.
So we've legalized a drug.
Yep.
Alcohol is considered
for recreational purposes. Let's just legalize those pain pills too. Right? You can recreationally use those.
No.
See, I don't think people consider marijuana a drug anymore, or you could not get it legalized for recreational purposes.
But it is. Like, on a drug test, people are searching for marijuana a lot of times.
Well,
obviously.
I mean, you can, like...
But it's not illegal anymore, so what difference would it make?
In the rules they gave landlords and businesses, landlords are able to say that they don't want people smoking it in the house.
But they can do that with nicotine now, too.
And same thing with businesses. Businesses still have the ability to say, we don't want you to
smoke
that,
nicotine,
and then they can drug test you for that.
But people don't consider nicotine a drug.
I mean, it is.
I think it's an addictive substance. I don't know if it's a drug.
No, I think it is. Like, one time, whenever I was younger, we had this, like, bonus question, I remember, at this little, like, drug-free camp I was at, and it was, like, what's the number one, like, abused drug or something, and the answer was alcohol, and I was like, what? Like, I didn't know alcohol was considered a drug, and they were yep, so apparently it is.
Well, maybe by those people, but I don't think that alcohol's a drug.
Hold on, I'll get the definition, and we'll see what
Well, I don't think alcohol's a drug. I think
people can get addicted to it, and I mean, you can get addicted to anything. Work's a drug, but...
you can get addicted to food. Is that a drug?
No, what classifies something as a drug versus...
Right,
a drug.
I don't...
So, a drug... It's a noun. It means a medicine or other substance which has a physiological effect when ingested or otherwise introduced into the body.
Okay, so like alcohol. When
anything that affects your lung.
Does that. I mean, if you're a diabetic, it can raise your insulin levels, and that's a physiological effect. So I think that's a bad definition.
Nope.
I think you have to look at these things and what are drugs and what are not. And I don't think that you can say alcohol is a drug. Now, you can say it's a mind-altering substance, which it is. I think I never smoked, so I don't know about that. But it does something for people. You know what you hear most? Why did you start smoking? Which, by the way, 20% of Ohioans smoke. I found that out the other day. I thought that was awfully high.
Yeah.
But apparently... lose weight is a big thing with smoking, and also
smoking marijuana.
No.
Oh,
nicotine.
Oh, why?
It's an appetite suppressant.
Oh, because you do that instead of eating almost. Okay,
it's an oral thing. And what was the other reason people used to do it? That was a big thing.
Probably social.
Probably, but then marijuana. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't done it, but we'll see.
Yeah.
What would it hurt? I mean, honestly, to take one of these edibles, I mean, who knows what's in the food I eat?
Yeah. I mean, it probably wouldn't be worse for you. I guess it's just, you probably shouldn't start doing it just because you're like, well, it's legal now. Might as well.
I've had alcohol in my life. I don't have an addictive personality. I think certain people have an addictive personality.
Yeah.
And I think they cannot, it's hard for them to stop things. Like, I noticed that most people who do nicotine, drink, marijuana, the things that we guess we consider recreational now, I think it's a personality trait. They're very addictive personalities.
What do you think makes an addictive personality?
Somebody who's a little neurotic. Somebody who's a little... I don't want to say phony. It's not phony. Because phonies, I don't want to say that people are liars, but they are... a little false in their life. They're looking for something like a panacea. They're looking for a panacea. And I think alcohol for people is a big, people use it as an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
And people obviously have used nicotine as an antidepressant. Many of you seem wound up and they have to have their whatever, you know, thing jammed down in their mouth, spitting in a cup. They know that doesn't look good and isn't good for them, but they continue to do it. And then you've got marijuana now. I think more kids do marijuana. That's what I wonder. Is that going to go up? Now, people who were doing it just because it was not doing it, because it was illegal, is that number going to jump up?
I think without a doubt it'll go up. I think people will. I mean, I think that there are a lot of things people would do if they were legal that, since they're not legal, they don't do.
I don't know, but just the fact that it's still, like, not legal, like you said, when, you know, your jobs can tell you not to do that, and landlords, like, it's legal, but there's still consequences.
I don't know. Marijuana is a bizarre one because you don't really know who's doing it and who's not. When somebody smokes, you know. I mean, it's very hard to hide that. When somebody drinks, when you have a drinking problem, it's so mind-altering, it's kind of hard to hide that. Marijuana, for some reason, can be hidden. I don't know why that is. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not really sure about the drug itself.
Well, you
can smell people right after. But there are so many ways to do it, like the edibles. I don't think I would know somebody who was doing that.
That's true.
Unless they told me.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I feel like, I feel like if you drink a lot, it really alters, like, how you act and stuff. Whereas, like, I don't know if marijuana would do that. Like, could people, you know, like, go to work and still be doing that? And would their, like, employer or, like, coworkers know?
Some would, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it probably just depends, like, on the person. But, like, I think people are just, like...
So what's the big reason that people turn to marijuana? We've discovered that alcohol, I think, is an antidepressant mainly. I think that nicotine is a weight loss thing for a lot of people. And it's horrible that that's where it starts, but that's where it starts. What is the thing that marijuana is doing for people in general?
I think people just get bored.
It's a boredom.
I've heard it's like it helps people relax. So maybe like anxiety.
It's an antidepressant too.
That's what I've heard. Like, I've always heard people say, like, oh, it's a calming thing.
Oh, see, I'm old fashioned. I would just drink. I would just have it. No, no, you don't ever want to do that. See, that's self-medication. I think that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
Because I've known a lot of people who had a drink every time they were depressed or every time they were alone, and that's not good. Because when something's not prescribed by a doctor, that can be problematic.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, anything can be addictive. So I guess it just depends on your personality and, like, in what instance you do it. If you do it every single time you're sad or alone or depressed, it's obviously creating a pattern, and, like, your body's going to be like, oh, you know how we feel? It's like, it's time for that thing. So, I mean, it just depends on, like, I feel like how you...
What a Christmas topic. Ho, ho, ho.
It's the season.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. And we'll be back with much more and other... Oh, a big top 10 list tonight. We cannot forget that. We'll be back with Carrington and Matt in 15 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Name. Now Dasher. Now Dancer. Now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet. On Cupid. On Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch. To the top of the wall. Now dash away. Dash away. Dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with